Here are some observations taken from Holistic Darwinism about Richard Dawkins. It says, not surprisingly, The Selfish Gene became a controversial bestseller. In retrospect, the selfish gene metaphor has proven to be a powerful heuristic tool. It has led to many new insights about the interactions within and among various functional units in nature and to much productive research. On the other hand, it also introduced a simplistic and seriously distorting perspective into evolutionary theory. I think this is because Dawkins is really very dismissive of group selection theory, and Peter Corning believes that all kinds of groups and interdependent arrays of organism and process can come under natural selection and be selected as complexes much greater than that of a single genome. That seems to be the big distinction. A couple of pages later, Corning quotes Dawkins that he's saying, my point, this is to do with his Necker tube metaphor, the two-dimensional drawing of a three-dimensional object that can be perceived in different ways. He's Dawkins says, my point was that there are two ways of looking at natural selection, the genes angle and that of the individual, dot, 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 dot. It is a different way of seeing, not a different theory. And Corning's comment on that is that there are more than two ways of looking at natural selection. You can focus on genes, individuals, groups, but also on the functional relationships among the units at various levels of biological organization, from genomes to ecosystems, and on their consequences for differential survival and reproduction. So two ways of looking is a gross simplification. There's a later reference, I'm just going through the index here. Corning is very approving of Dawkins' insistence that from the gene's point of view, the most important part of its environment, and Dawkins puts this in emphasis, is all the other genes that it encounters. So the collaboration amongst the genes is crucial to Dawkins' concept, and Corning heartily agrees with this. Later on, this is pages 64 and 65, Corning comes back to Dawkins, who's very explicit about how genes collaborate and interact in inextricably complex ways. Dot, 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 building a leg is a multi-gene cooperative enterprise. That's Dawkins. And then Dawkins gives this rowing metaphor that one oarsman can't win a boat race. He needs eight colleagues. And one of the qualities of a good oarsman is teamwork, the ability to fit in and cooperate with the rest of a crew. But Corning feels that this is simply in contradiction, or it's inconsistent with Dawkins insisting that somehow the selfish gene rules the individual, and somehow individuals aren't considered to be subject to the same demand to be able to cooperate intricately. It just seems like a blind spot in Dawkins. Why are the genes so rampantly and necessarily cooperative, and yet individual organisms are considered to be a problem for Darwinism, which Dawkins says can somehow be solved without invoking a group selection hypothesis? And certainly my own opinion is that I can see no reason to exclude group selection and selection of all kinds of complex ensembles. I cannot understand why neo-Darwinists are so hostile to this.